like our little waitress today.
Yeah.
She is a COVID person.
Okay.
But if she was a college graduate, she would be a Negro.
Okay.
But if she was a no good, she would be a nigger.
Anything else that she might be if she was...
That Geechee, they okay. made it lower yet.
Okay. How about some jocular or derogatory terms for a person of our race?
A bum, a tramp.
Okay. Well, first, let me ask you, what is our race? What do they call?
Caucasian.
Right, okay.
Anglo-Saxon.
Right. Let's see.
You're a bum.
Okay. People who were not very affluent and who are of our race and who could even be considered bums were sometimes called...
Poor white trash.
Okay. And, let's see. A person that would live up in the mountains and not want to be seen by...
Hermit.
Or... Okay, a person who would sit there in his jug band and play an instrument could be considered a... Well, that's really bad phrasing for it. Let's see. Okay, people that would
mountaineer,
do... Okay, that's one term for it. But people that would do feuding.
A hillbilly.
Right, okay. And let's see. And a person who is a conservative person from the South could be considered an ultra right-wing conservative Caucasian person from the South. Have you ever heard the term redneck?
Yeah. Redneck, yes.
Okay, that's what
redneck.
I was trying to get. Let's see.
When they first used the term redneck, it was for people that were actually outdoors commanding gangs of workers rather than the political people such as doctors, lawyers, or anything like that. It was a supervisor right. on a farm or on a road gang or cutting timber or something like that. The boss was usually referred to as the redneck.
Okay, if, say, your wife was going to consult you on something, she would say, well, let me ask my...
Let me ask you?
No, let me rephrase it differently. If someone came to the door and asked your wife for a donation or something, she would say, well, let me ask my...
Husband.
Right. And you would say, and if you were in her place...
Let me ask my wife.
Even though you might not, but you, that's what I wanted anyway. A woman whose husband passes away...
Is a widow.
Right.
And he is a widderer.
Okay. Okay. Something that grows up out of the ground that you eat, that has a flowery top and a small stem, that you use to eat, that you use on your steak sometimes and in stew. It's a flower. It has a flowery head and a short stem, and sometimes they're poisonous. Okay. It grows in the woods.
Mushroom.
Right. Okay. Do you have any names for a certain types?
Toadstools.
Okay.
Fungi, but we call them toadstools.
Okay. Any other names that you can think of that your friends use?
The toadstool was the more common name
okay,
here.
Okay, how about frog bench?
No.
Or frog table. Or fairy caps. Okay. Okay, if a young child was playing with a ball and you were afraid that he might put it in his mouth, you would tell someone, gee, I'm worried that he is going to...
Swallow.
Okay. And something that is very bad for you, but our instructor does constantly is lighting up a match and
smoking.
What is he smoking?
A cigar.
Well, he doesn't smoke cigars. He smokes long, thin cigars.
Panatella?
Oh, no. Let me rephrase this differently.
A stogie.
Okay, that's good. But just the general name, you're going to go buy a pack of...
cigarettes.
Okay. Let's say there are a lot of people at a party, and they're all having a good time. They would stand around the piano, and they would be...
singing.
Right. And if a funny story had been told after they finished singing, they would be...
laughing.
Okay. Okay. Somebody offers to do you a favor, and you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be...
indebted.
Or...